been a long, long time since we talked to this gentleman, and actually, no, it hasn't. We talked to him last week. Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt, who has his bi-monthly meeting coming a little early this week. What's the situation?
We're going to go early because of Veterans Day.
All right. Veterans Day is Thursday, so your meeting is Wednesday night, starting at what time?
We're going to have a public hearing at 6:45 for the budget, and then the meeting will follow.
Now, this budget seems pretty cut and dry at this point, right? It's flat, as you used that term.
Yes, it's flat, but anyone wishing to review it or comment on it is more than welcome to show up.
Now, flat means that people's wallets stay fat, right?
Correct.
All right. See? Wasn't that clever, Jay?
That was great.
So what else you got, Mr. Hoyt?
I'm going to put forward to the town board that we ought to look into some kind of guidelines for solar panels.
Oh, really? Now, what's causing that?
It's around the corner, so we might as well have the guidelines set before we have a developer come in and wish to put them in, and we don't have guidelines for the projects.
Yeah, now that happened in Lexington, and they retroactively got something going. Now, in Prattsville, I see they're having a public hearing on solar energy law, so that must be the same kind of thing.
Right. Well, with this new infrastructure bill, it's around the corner. It's going to hit the smaller communities. You know, and there's a difference. There's residential that are ongoing now. People put them on their garage or their homes. That's a whole different animal than a solar farm. So we want to get something in place. So if a developer does come to the community, we can hand them the guidelines. They can make sure they have the setback, the proper notifications for the fire departments, the disconnects, a plan that when the panels go bad, they get replaced or disposed of properly and reclaim the land, all the good stuff that goes with solar farms that most people don't see.
Now, that's an issue that I've been hearing a lot of lately, especially with what happens in 20 years or whatever, or what happens if technology changes and these solar farms, as they're called, aren't really the trend anymore.
Right now you have a complete eyesore somewhere in your community that will have to be removed, and the energy company that put them in has walked away. So you want to make sure you have the proper agreements in place if it enters your community.
And also I'm hearing that there's been issues arising over where does this power that's generated go? Does it stay local? Does it just go somewhere else? So those are all things that I would assume would be included in any kind of legislation.
Correct. I mean, the biggest things, you have to be by a three-phase electric. And there's areas of the town that aren't three-phase electric, and there are areas that are. So, I mean, it's not you're trying to over-regulate it. You just want to have something in place so when someone comes, they know what the rules are.
Okay. Anything else?
Pretty much we're just running regular business time of year. You're catching up. You're swapping money from one account to another to pay the bills because fuel is more money than electric or vice versa. Or all of a sudden you had to buy some extra books for the court system. So you have to take it out of extra employees or something. So it's just a shell game this year with the remaining budget of the year.
Now, I haven't written about it yet, and it might be too late, but you guys had to do something with the water bills, didn't you, when a mistake was made and even one of the council members ended up getting billed more than they should have?
Well, nobody was getting charged more than they should have. What it is on the bill, it shows where the penalty is if you pay after the 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And people were sending the checks for more than they were supposed to.
So, oh, all right.
So we send the check back to the individual and say, you know, read this column instead of this column. So Betty in the town hall is working on that to make bills more clear, mm-hmm. So we don't have the miscommunication factor.
And for me, it was just kind of humorous because one of the town councilmen actually was involved in it. He read it wrong or whatever. So you want to make it more clear, and you made that very clear.
Yep, so that's what we want to do.
Okay, now lastly, the ambulance, the new headquarters, you're preparing documents to put this thing out to bid finally? Is that what's going on?
It's right around the corner of throwing the light switch. It'll probably be on the market the end of November, December to potential contractors. We're going to advertise for a little bit longer time frame this time because it's around the Christmas time, first of the year, and hopefully we get some good numbers in.
And in the meantime, you've upgraded the staffing at the ambulance.
Right. We've got a couple full-time employees, so it's all moving forward with the EMS world.
Now, what's the reason for that, Tommy? It's very competitive out there, isn't it, with trying to get people and these folks working for two or three different ambulance crews. This makes a lot of things a lot easier, doesn't it?
It's a lot easier if you have full-time employees because they can cover various shifts. Why most people are the part-time because the civil service comes into play. When an employee works more than the 20 hours a week, then they have civil service requirements. So this way here, they're full-time. That's another step of civil service. And it just moves it forward where hopefully you get some employees that their side job, maybe mowing lawns and not working for another EMS agency, so they don't get that, as they say, burnout.
Now, the trade-off is it will cost a little more money, right? You have to have a better package?
Yeah, it's going to cost a little bit because there will be full-time employees, so they'll get a little vacation, they'll get some sick time, they'll get some personal time, and health insurance will be available to them. One employee has decided he does not want it, and the other one decided he wants it, so it all works out.
Okay, and in the long run, these are folks that were already working for the unit.
Correct. They were working for the union already. Now they're just going to, instead of working one shift, they'll be working multiple shifts, same more hours, because they can work the 40 hours instead of the 20 hours.
Okay, so if anybody wants to complain about not paying more taxes, you'll have your chance Wednesday night starting at 6:45, public hearing, Wyndham Town Board in Hensonville. And Mr. Hoyt, we appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks, if not before.
All right, sounds great.